These are the Ministry of Health workshop notes for June 7. At the latest workshop held in Wellington on the 7th of June 2017, the co-design group reviewed and finalised the high-level design and was feeling confident with the final result. During the workshop, we reported back on disability forums and meetings with Manu Fenua held in Mid-Central. Reviewed and finalised the high-level design, including names and language, and simplifying it. Introduced the first draft of the work program going forward. On the same day, non-government representatives from the co-design group met with Disability Issues Minister Nikki Wagner to provide recommendations outside the immediate scope of the system transformation. Five non-government representatives of the co-design team presented on the high-level design to the ministerial group. Disability forums and meetings with Manu Fenua. At the beginning of the day, co-design group members reported back on meetings that have recently been held in Mid-Central. On 1 June, two forums were held in Palmerston North for people to find out about system transformation. More than 50 disabled people and family whānau members turned up for the first forum of the day to find out about the co-design process. A second forum saw six providers in Mid-Central attend who talked about the need for more information to understand what system transformation would mean for them. Two members of the co-design group, Tina Lincoln and Helena Tuteau, met Manu Fenua in Mid-Central, while Helena also went to a monthly Komatua Hui. They introduced themselves and talked about the work that's been happening with the high-level design of the new disability support system. Helena said the meetings with Manu Fenua and Kaumatua were positive. Everyone at the meetings was very supportive of the work. They wanted clarity around the work going on and felt it was important there was a shared understanding of the language used, which needed to be simple and clear. Reviewed and finalized high-level design for its language and names. The focus of the workshop was finalising the high-level design and agreement on names and language and simplifying the design where possible. The workshop participants were split into three groups to do this. We also did more work on funding allocation, the Enabling Good Lives team, and changing the focus away from a plan to a proposal. We had done lots of work on funding allocation at the last meeting, but needed a bit more discussion to get it down on the page in a way that everyone could understand it. The roles and descriptions of the delivery team were discussed. There could be a range of options with cultural experiences taken into account. It was recognised that some disabled people will want a plan, but that others will not or do not need it. Once we had all fed back our final comments and tweaks to the high-level design, people commented, "It's looking good and we're feeling confident. We landed it, 99.9% finished. We're trying to keep our language and words simple and clear." We looked at three pictures of the high-level design and discussed which best represented what the new system would look like and which elements need to be changed or those that need to be highlighted, with one picture to be included on the cabinet paper. Work program. The co-design group started to think about what the next steps will be to get to Mid-Central. This will be the focus of our final workshop next week. Minister Wagner meets co-design group. Disabilities Issues Minister Nikki Wagner came to meet non-government representatives of the group. It was the second time the minister had visited during the series of workshops. The minister sat down at a table with the co-design group, without officials, and listened closely to what they had to say about issues currently outside the scope of the transformation. The minister also had a discussion with the group about the types of outcomes the disability sector was looking for. Presenting to ministerial group. The co-design group spent some time preparing the presentation of the high-level design to a ministerial group that night. Five members of the co-design group, Jerry Pomeroy, Shane McEnroe, Lawrence Chock, Jade Farrar and Helena Tuteau, presented to Ministers Adams, Tolley, Woodhouse, Naro and Wagner about the high-level design. There was a high level of engagement from ministers and lots of questions which were answered by the co-design members. The co-design members were only supposed to attend for 20 minutes, but ended up talking for more than 35 minutes. If you would like to contribute any ideas or have any questions, please contact us through stfeedback@moh.govt.nz. Sasha O'Day, Program Lead, System Transformation. These notes of the Ministry of Health workshop held on the 7th of June 2017 were narrated by Joe Gilfillan in the Parnell Studios at the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind. Kia ora.